This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient. Baker, B-A-K-E-R, first name Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, date of birth, July 19, 1974. The chief complaint. Normal blood pressure. The HBI. The patient is a 49-year-old male who had been evaluated March 15, 2023. He was found to have mildly overweight blood pressure. He was then advised to fall off for treatment. He had noted occasional irregular heartbeat and chest pain, which he attributed to anxiety. It was not associated with exercise. He was initially seen in the office, at which time blood pressure was noted to be normal. He had been referred to Dr. Greenberg to evaluate for sleep disorder. He was further referred to Dr. Ralph Melton for vasectomy. He had noted neck pain and was referred for MRI of the neck. In the interval history, he had seen pulmonary for which he underwent sleep study. He had further follow up with ophthalmology for hemorrhage and prior elevation of his intraocular pressure. Hemorrhage had now resolved and his intraocular pressure was not noted to be normal. He saw a dentist for an oral appliance and he underwent x-ray, which was noted to have an irregular high-density soft tissue mass of the left parotid area. With this background, then, patient presents for follow-up. He otherwise has none of the complaints. The physical examination, blood pressure 135/97, pulse 73, respiratory rate 20. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Exam otherwise unremarkable, period. The data review, MRI of the cervical spine reveals straightening of normal cervical lordosis. There's multi-level degenerative changes of the cervical spine with mild spinal canal stenosis at C5-6, There is mild canal stenosis secondary to posterior disc/osteophyte complex and redundancy of the ligamentum flavum. There is mild to moderate right and mild to moderate left neuroforaminal narrowing secondary to uncovertebral hypertrophy and facet arthropathy, The patient further underwent chest x-ray correction, further underwent x-ray of the cervical spine, which again revealed straightening of normal cervical lordosis, period. As noted, the patient underwent combed in computed tomography period. This had revealed an irregular high density area in the soft tissues of the left carotid region of the neck. And this is consistent with calcification in the left external carotid arteries. Overall impression, one, multi-level degenerative changes of the cervical spine with mild spinal canal stenosis at C5-C6. Next number, calcification of the left external carotid artery. Next number, borderline placental hypertension. Next number, mild dizziness. The additional lab work dated March 21, 2023, cholesterol total 171, HDL 56, triglyceride 101, LDL 96. Sodium 138, potassium 4.2, chloride 107, bicarb 24, BUN 14, creatinine 0.81. The A1C is noted to be normal, PSA is normal at 0.57, period. Given the possibility of calcification of the carotid artery, underlying dizziness, and borderline blood pressure, I will order carotid duplex to further visualize the left carotid artery. In the interim, we'll start him on losartan 25 milligrams 1 pO daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams 1 pO HS, period. I will see him again in 6 weeks with a telemedicine appointment period. Further evaluation pending, carotid duplex, signed Dr. Arlington Ferguson.